Yeah, no, it's obviously been a bit disappointing. Obviously, coming off the back of last season, obviously we'd big expectations. Obviously, it's been very disappointing. So obviously, just good to see the back of it now, and obviously start planning for next.
I was going to say, so what has gone wrong this year in your eyes? Because like last year, you had a great defence, and this year not much changed, but it just didn't go quite your way.
Thanks,
mate. Yeah, obviously. Well, we can't really put a finger on it, to be honest, which is just obviously a lot of things. Obviously, we had a lot of luck last season as well. Obviously, this year we haven't been quite as lucky, so there's probably a number of factors in why it's not gone our way. But obviously, it's been disappointing, so we just need to move on from it.
And as you say, the good news is obviously you're going to be safe and in League One next year. Is there a sense of optimism going into the new season?
Yeah, you'd like to think so, obviously. The new manager and that coming in, obviously he's going to bring his own ideas and that, so obviously we'll have to see what comes pre-season and obviously try and have a good season next year.
Is there confidence in the group that, you know, you can mount a good challenge for next year?
Yeah, of course, you've got to be confident. It's obviously, listen, we just want to get this season out of the way and obviously then get away, get a good break and then come back, recharge and obviously see what's what.
I know it's important break times, and obviously sometimes when people get into playoffs and you get into the finals, and it's the best way to go, there's no doubt about it. You've done it yourselves at Fleetwood Town. But again, is there that sense of, you know what, breaking it at start of May and having all that time to, you know, plan and prepare? Is there an advantage going into next season with teams like that?
Every team's going to prepare differently, and obviously what might work for one team mightn't necessarily work for another. So obviously everyone prepares differently, so you can't really say it's a disadvantage or an advantage, really.
So you've got a new manager coming in for next season. Outgoing is John Sheridan, who has come in to keep this club up. But what do you think about the job that he's done?
Yeah, no, the gaffer's been fantastic. He's come in. He obviously came in when we were in the greatest of the positions, and obviously he came in and took the pressure off a lot of lads, and obviously gave them the freedom to go out and express themselves. Which obviously the last couple of results haven't been great, but up until that, I think we played with freedom, and obviously which got us results, which was great.
You've got Walsall this weekend at Highbury. Is it nice to finish at home?
Yeah, no, it'd be nice, obviously, to trying to go out on a win and obviously let the fans know how much we appreciated their support over the course of the season. Obviously, it's not gone as well as we've wanted it to, but obviously we still appreciate them coming down every week and getting behind the team.
And what are you expecting from Walsall this weekend?
Obviously, if you know the two, obviously they got the point to keep them up on Tuesday night. So obviously, there's nothing really to play for in the game, obviously. But we're going to have to go out and we want to finish on a high and look to win the game and obviously and send the fans home happy.